Tribute. Unscripted with Niamh O'Connor, a Go Loud original podcast.
Hey guys, my name's Niamh O'Connor and this is my podcast Unscripted, a Go Loud original. You probably know my face from social media, but if you don't, this podcast is a perfect crash course in getting to know me. Some weeks I'm joined in studio by some of our lovely guests and we discuss some really interesting topics. And the rest of the time, it's just little old me, usually dumping my trauma on you or having some sort of rant. And spoiler alert, a lot of them are unhinged, although if you follow me on social media, I don't think you will be too shocked by that. And of course, I take a listen to some of your trauma dump voice notes and answer your dilemmas, or at least try to answer your dilemmas in the best way I can. If you're a regular listener, welcome back. And if you're a new listener, buckle up and get ready for the ride because it's chaos. Right, I'm sure you're sick of listening to the intro, so enough of me, let's get into the podcast. Hello guys and welcome back to episode 47 of Unscripted. We have a really exciting episode today. We have two very special guests on and I'll give you a hint. One of them is one of Alex's best friends, but you'll have to wait till later on in the episode to figure that one out, even though it's probably in the fucking title. So I probably haven't really done anything there. But guys, I fucking got COVID in Albufeira. I got COVID in Albufeira. Is that not just my luck? Do you remember Magaluf last year? I got COVID. So I have gone on 3 party hard holidays, 2 of which I have caught COVID. So if you are going to any of those party destinations, you really need to be careful, guys. Like, honestly, I'm not like not even being one of these weirdos, but you really need to be careful because it is fucking rampant. It's because, do you know what I was saying? I'm still a bit sniffly, guys. So if you can tell, I'm still a bit sinusy. Like, my voice still isn't 100%. But my body is. So that's all that matters. And it was bad COVID, lads. Like, it lasted. How long was I actually sick for? Like, really until yesterday?
Yeah, like a week, wasn't it?
Yeah, like a full fucking week. And do you know, after Magaluf, right? I had COVID, but it was really intense. But it was kind of like 4 days of very intense sickness. And that was it. Whereas this, I found, wasn't as intense, but it was all drawn out. It was horrible. Even now, I can still feel it in my sinuses. And it's like well over a week now. But yeah, couldn't even go out the last night in Albufeira. But didn't put 2 and 2 together, right? Last night in Albufeira, I lose my voice. I wake up, I have no voice. And I feel deathly hungover. But obviously, we're after been drinking for 2 days. I stayed up very late the night before because we went to an afters. So kind of just put it down to that. I was like, yeah, it's definitely just that I'm hungover. And I smoke a lot when I'm drinking. Like, I could smoke about 50 cigarettes when I'm drinking, not even joking, just like mindlessly smoking. I'm sure any smokers know exactly what I'm on about. So I feel like I thought I was just hungover. And then the next day, me and Brandon actually weren't meant to go until the Tuesday. Both of us messaged the Party Hard team because Casey was going on Monday. So both of us messaged the Party Hard team and were like, can we go on the Monday? Like, we're not feeling 100%. Anyway, long story short, the next day comes around. The day after I've woken up with no voice comes around. I still feel like death. I'm like, this isn't a hangover, but I still didn't think I had COVID. Then I got home. That whole day just felt shit. But I do get 2-3 day hangovers, lads. We all know that. So I kind of was thinking maybe it is just a 2 or 3 day hangover. Next day, got home, went to bed, woke up the next morning, Brandon's belling my phone out of it. And he's like, Niamh, I have COVID. I'm after testing positive. Before anyone's like, who even fucking tests for COVID anymore? Brandon tried to book a doctor's appointment because he thought he had a chest infection. Straight away, the doctor was like, you need to do a COVID test. So that's why he did it. So yeah, Brandon rings me. He's like, I have COVID. So I'm like, fuck. So I do a COVID test. First one comes back negative. I'm like, oh, weird. Do one literally about 2 hours later, positive. Like, I mean, the most positive of positive lines you've ever seen in your life. As soon as I did, a big, huge red line came up. Casey Campion did not catch COVID. Me, Brandon and Casey were staying in the same accommodation. I was in my own room. Casey and Brandon were in the same room. Casey Campion did not catch COVID. Alex, right? I'm going to tell you something here. This is a bit TMI, right? The night I got home from Albufeira, okay, me and Alex were doing the business and we're, I don't know if you'll kill me for saying this, we were spitting in each other's mouths, right? We're spitting in each other's mouths, which mightn't be for everybody, right? Okay, don't, no judgment here. But I spat in his mouth and he didn't catch COVID. Like, is that not wild?
Maybe he had it recently, though, and that's why, you know, the way they say you're immune for a while after something.
He didn't. He hasn't had COVID since 2020. I don't know. Lauren, do you think spitting in each other's mouths is weird? Are the audience going to think that's weird?
I think it's one of those things that you're either into it or you're not, you know? And, like, and that is your own prerogative. If you're not, there's nothing wrong with it. And if you are, there's nothing wrong with it. Everybody has their kinks, okay?
And if anybody comes at me saying that's disgusting, spitting in each other's mouths.
You're doing it anyway.
You're doing it. Like, you're literally doing it when you're kissing your boyfriend. Like, so shut up. Anyway.
Sorry, your comment actually on the onion ring video.
Oh, babe, was, eats panani.
Yes, was that got me good. I saw the video and I was like, oh, that's gas. You know I have issues with crisps eating.
Yeah.
Smelly crispy. And I was like, classic Niamh. And I was like, I'll go comment on it. And I clicked in the comments. And genuinely, I laughed so much at that comment that I forgot to comment underneath it, being like, you know how I feel about this.
Yeah, lads, for reference, right, I ate a bag of onion rings last night and you'd want to hear the fucking dramatics out of this boy. It was like, eating crisps in the bed is too far. So someone left a comment saying, acting like they don't eat worse. And I commented back saying, they literally eat panani in bed. The bed has seen worse. Oh, did you ever see the comment that I put on Alex's video? It got like fucking 9,000 likes, like the comment. The one where I'm asleep on him in the air, in the airplane, but I'm like leaned over like onto his Mickey nearly like. And I think I left a comment saying his Mickey has a magnetic force.
Oh, yes. I did see that one. I was thinking, I was like, did I?
Yeah. I love how I try and be this like wholesome PG, like, you know, I know people are going to be like, you had a spicy account, but like, we're rebranded now, guys. I try to be this wholesome girl, but every so often the spicy comes out. Right, guys. So I don't really have much to talk about for today's episode.
You have something really big to talk about.
Oh yeah, I do. I'm going to be at All Together Now, guys. If you are at All Together Now and you don't fucking come, I swear to God, I will fucking... See, if I'm at All Together Now and I see people coming up to me that weren't at there at the Go Loud stage cheering me on, yous are getting a beating. No, not actually. Yous aren't getting a beating. Yous are getting in trouble in the naughty corner. I'm so nervous. I've never like done anything live before, so I'm very nervous. Are you nervous, Lauren?
Well, I'm hoping I'll avoid being on the stage, so...
Yeah, well, we have to avoid Lauren on the stage because she has a tendency to fall off them.
Yeah.
That's Lauren's thing.
Actually, I have a massive bone to pick and I'm calling someone out on this podcast because I know they're going to listen, okay?
Right.
After Niamh's comments about my Google Pixel last week...
Right.
I was on the Unscripted page today. It was actually yesterday and I was announcing our mystery guest for All Together Now, which we will talk about in a minute. And I put up the picture of the person after blacking them out so that you couldn't tell who it was.
Yeah.
And a certain Instagrammer messaged me back on the Unscripted page and said, that Google Pixel. And I was like, oh my God, I'm being jived.
Who was it?
It was Niamh Brady. You're being called out, Niamh Brady. Because I know you listen, because this is the second time I've seen you talk about the podcast. So.
Niamh, is that not absolutely ridiculous? Like a Google Pixel... It's literally given like Nokia Blockia, like, please. Did we have any angry Google Pixel listener? Google Pixel user?
No, only me getting jived, apparently. We have had a few people slipping into the DMs asking for free All Together Now tickets. Guys, it is sold out.
Yeah.
There are no free tickets and we are certainly not the providers of the tickets. If that would be Mr. Go Loud, it wouldn't be us.
Yeah. I've had people messaging me because I put up saying anybody going to All Together Now and I've had people messaging me looking for tickets. It's like, I feel like All Together Now used to be quite a small festival and now, like this year, it seems like everybody is going. It's like the place to fucking be. Like, I feel like All Together Now is like Electric Picnic 2.0. So I'm actually really excited for it.
Do you want to tell them about your mystery guest now? Yeah. There's not a mystery anymore.
Mr. Niamh O'Connor. I loved that. I loved that. I fucking loved that. And everyone was messaging me being like, I love that. Did you notice the... Did you notice the emojis on the Google Pixel?
No, because it's my phone. Of course I'm not going to notice them. I'm just going to have to get an iPhone and like compare or something.
Yeah, she is. Just tell her to suck it up and get an iPhone. Anyway, our mystery guest is Mr. Eskimo Supreme, or otherwise known as Alexander Sheehan. But yous will probably get Eskimo Supreme. He has two sides to him. But that's our mystery guest.
And the Conways are joining you on stage?
Yeah.
And Mr. and Mrs. Conway?
Yeah. The Conways are joining us on stage. And then I'm doing a panel, I think, as well, aren't I, Lauren?
Yeah, earlier on in the day, you and all the other podcasters that will be there at the weekend will be a panel.
Oh my
That's
God.
At 1 p.m, I think.
How am I going to stop? I just realised I thought it was Unscripted and the Conways and then the panel. And I was like, grand, like, Alex can do his thing and then go and I'll do the panel. I've just realised it's actually, like, how am I going to stop Alex from getting bluebird? I'm going to have to try. I'm going to have to spike him with water or something. See, he's saying, oh no, like, I don't even know if I'll drink. But the thing about it is, he gets one drink in him and that's it. And I'm the exact same. So anyway, sorry, I'm thinking out loud.
We'll lock him in the back of the Go Loud van.
Yeah, literally lock him in the back of the truck. Because do you know what's going to happen, Lauren? I'm going to go and do the panel at 1 o'clock and he's going to fuck off to the campsite with the lads.
Yeah.
You know, this is the disaster that we're dealing with.
So you're going to have to find him then in time for 7 o'clock.
Yeah. So everybody be there because this has the potential to be disastrous. If you want to see, make sure you're there. But no, Alex is coming on stage, which is a miracle because honest to God, the fucking, I can't even barely get him to get in a TikTok with me. So I don't know how I do know how I managed it. I asked him in front of his whole family.
Oh, it was gas. I said to Niamh, I was like, oh, we have this whole concept idea for Unscripted and the Conways and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, but it would involve Alex if we can get Alex to do it. And she was like, oh, I don't know if he can do it. I'm not messing. What, 2 hours later, you text me being like, he'll do it. I was like, what? I was like, we didn't get him on the podcast as quick.
Because we were at a wedding. So I asked him in front of his whole family and then he couldn't say no because his mom is always like, Alex, you need to do more with Niamh on social media. You are like posh and Becks. Like this is what you just be saying. She does be saying, yous could be like posh and Becks, Alex. Like, so she wouldn't have it if he said no, to be honest.
Fair play, Mrs. Alex. Or Mammy Alex.
Mary.
Mary Alex.
Thank you, Mary. But yeah, make sure you're there. Be there or be square. I have to work on trying to... guys, basically, right, I really wanted to glamp for All Together Now. Me and Alex have never done a festival before together. He's just not really into that kind of thing. I am. I love festivals. I love like concerts, like all of that type of shit. So I like, well, actually, no, I don't really like concerts. I like festivals, especially camping festivals. I really like. So I really wanted to glamp. Alex like would not glamp, like literally refused to glamp, had to book a hotel. And he wants to go home on the Sunday, like drive home on Sunday. But I want to stay and see Nelly Furtado. So I'm trying to convince him, let's get a hotel on Sunday night as well. It would have been cheaper to just get the fucking glamping. Like, it literally will cost us like €600 to get a hotel for that many days. Fucking ridiculous. Anyways, thinking out loud again. Make sure you're there, guys. I'm going to be on the Go Loud stage. I'll be there at 1 o'clock for a panel. And Alex will be on stage with me at 7 o'clock. So, with the Conways. So, make sure you're there. Anyway, moving on. Oh, Lauren, are you watching Love Island?
I'm not, no.
Oh my God.
This year I was just like, I can't do it.
Right, okay. Did you see that Women's Aid had to like release a whole statement about Love Island this year?
No.
Oh my God. Right, hold on. I need to get the statement that they released. Because of the behaviour of the boys. Now, I don't watch it, but I do watch some of the clips on TikTok. Love Island contacted by Women's Aid over misogyny and controlling behaviour. This is Sky News. Women's Aid says it has been tagged in a stream of posts on social media highlighting behaviour by some of the male Love Island contestants. ITV says dedicated welfare producers and psychological support on hand at all times. In the show's villa in Mallorca, Sky, that was like illiterate. Like, you have one job. That was literally illiterate. Unless I'm illiterate. Maybe I read it wrong. A domestic abuse charity has confirmed it has held discussions with Love Island producers about alleged misogyny and controlling behaviour exhibited in recent episodes of the hit show. Women's Aid said it got in touch with ITV after being tagged in a stream of social media posts. I just said that. Many viewers have criticised the show on social media this year over the behaviour of some of the male contestants. Teresa Parker, head of communications and media relations at Women's Aid, says the charity speaks out about the programme as so many young people are influenced by the show and we are learning what is acceptable in relationships. In recent years, ITV has improved its training and guidance for reality TV contestants and says Love Island has dedicated welfare producers and psychological support on hand at all times. But Women's Aid believes that there is more work to be done. They released a whole statement which appears to be gone. Let me check images on Google. Oh, wait, maybe it's not. Is it gone? No, it's not gone. So, Women's Aid, what's going on with the men on Love Island this year? Lying, manipulating and covering from each other. This season, many male contestants have been repeatedly lying to their partners, hiding it from the women but bragging to each other and treating relationships, boundaries and women like a game. It's not just drama, it's a pattern. It's more than just being disrespectful. This kind of behaviour undermines trust, gaslights the women involved and dismisses emotional boundaries. And all of it gets brushed off as just part of the show. It's all underpinned by misogyny. When men laugh behind women's backs, decide some women are just for fun and stick together to cover up lies, it reflects a deeper issue. They don't see the women as equals. Sexism isn't always loud. Sometimes it looks like this, saying they're just keeping their options open, slut-shaming women but praising the lads, downplaying their own bad behaviour and making loyalty a joke. This isn't just about TV. It reflects real-world double standards. Reality TV isn't just entertainment. It shapes how people think about relationships, gender roles, and what kind of behaviour is acceptable. When toxic behaviour goes unchecked on screen, it sends a message that things like lying, gaslighting, emotional manipulation, and disrespect are just part of dating, or worse, that women should expect and accept this type of treatment. When women's boundaries are ignored, when their emotions are mocked, and when bad behaviour is brushed off as banter or just how boys are, it contributes to a culture where misogyny is normalized. This isn't just about one show. It reflects wider problems in society. What we tolerate on screen influences what we tolerate in real life.
Outrageous. And considering you only were saying last week that, like, how is Love Island not cancelled?
I have always said this about Love Island, and people, like, people look at me like I'm crazy because it is so popular. But it is a lot of the behavior on Love Island is completely fucking unacceptable. Like, and honestly, I could never go on Love Island, because if a man told me, oh, like, I'm just going to pull her for a chat, I'd say, you'll pull nobody for a fucking chat. I'll pull you. I'll pull you around the villa. Not really, guys. I know I'm after reading a Women's Aid statement and saying that. I don't mean literally, but, you know. I think some of the behaviours on Love Island are so concerning, like really, really concerning. And I also think some of the public reaction to a Love Island is really concerning. I think sometimes people, like, for example, I know Harrison this season, I have obviously watched a few of the clips because of the Women's Aid post. I was like, I need to see what this is about. And obviously Harrison this season, basically, long story short, Lauren, Harrison slept with this girl. So Harrison was with Tony. Then he went to Casa Amor and got with this girl, Lauren. He came back from Casa Amor with Lauren, slept with Lauren twice, got back with Tony. But like the whole time was like plotting, do you know, like
how going, to get back with her.
Yeah, like he was sleeping with Lauren and then talking to Tony, kind of thing. Like, obviously that behaviour is completely fucking unacceptable. But like, where is that normal? Aside from Love Island, where, when would anybody ever accept that? Like, when would we accept that as women? I feel like on Love Island, women accept way more than they should. Another thing is Harry. Now, I've seen that Helena and Meg are kind of this season's Mean Girls. I've not watched it, so I don't really know. And I'm not going to pass comment on if people are Mean Girls or not, because again, we don't know them. But Helena and Harry passed comments about how he just sees Helena as a fuck, basically. Like, Helena is just a bit of fun, whereas he sees Shakira as like girlfriend material. Like, and then he continued to be with Helena. Like, these type of things are not acceptable. And Helena kind of accepted it, which I'm not putting the blame on her at all. But like, if that was the real world, you wouldn't accept that. You wouldn't accept that behavior. Well, I'd hope you wouldn't. So I feel like on Love Island, because obviously you're on a show, you know, coming off that show, you're getting big paychecks, lots of followers, lots of clout. One thing I found weird about this year, you know, they wouldn't let them promote. Like, you know, the way usually they have their family on the outside running their social. They're not allowed that this year.
So who's, is anyone running their socials? They just go dead?
Dead.
Ah, and I kind of like that though.
And they have in their bio, I'm off to find love in the Love Island villa.
Mm.
I don't really think that's fair. I don't think that's a fair trade. Like, I feel like if I was going on Love Island, like, why the fuck would I bother going on if nobody can run my socials and I can't get that clout? Like, let's be so honest, guys. Nobody is going on Love Island to find love. Like, nobody. And if you say you are, you're a liar. Everyone is going on Love Island for clout. That's why you're going on. You want the clout. You want the influencer life. You want the money. And fair dues to you. But I just feel like Love Island as well has not been the same since Molly May's series. I feel like Molly May's series was the last series where I really enjoyed Love Island. And I feel like I actually watched back at a lot of Molly May's series the other day when I was sick, because I wanted to like rewatch the Molly and Tommy love story. And when you look at the bit Tommy's behavior in comparison to the behavior of the men on this season, it's fucking crazy. Like Tommy, I know he had a few slip ups or a few moments. I don't even think he did. I can't even remember. But like his behavior was good as fucking gold. Now, I'm not talking about since the villa, OK, but on Love Island, good as gold, like in love with Molly, like obsessed with her. This year we have these boys acting the fool. So I think Love Island should just be cancelled. And I know I'm going to get backlash for saying that because a lot of people are very big Love Island fans. I just think it should be cancelled. I think it's outrageous. Absolutely fucking outrageous the way that, number one, the people are treated that are on Love Island, the amount of bullying and backlash that they have to deal with. And you need to remember, these people, for the most part, are not massive influencers that are used to this before they go on to Love Island. Yeah, some of them have a bit of a following, but like we're talking like 20k. They're not used to huge amounts of public opinion. And they're coming out of the villa and they have the whole of Ireland and the UK and now America as well, giving their opinions on them, on their relationships, on their looks, on everything. I just think no amount of a welfare team is good enough. And I know people are going to say, you could say that about every reality TV show, but I just think, like, even Big Brother, I think Big Brother is so much more tasteful than Love Island. Do you, Lauren?
Well, I think when you think of how long Big Brother has gone on, and it's obviously switched networks now, yeah, as well, they have learned every lesson,
yeah,
pretty much. And to be fair, I think actually, and we spoke about it at the time that it was airing, they slipped up this season with the Mickey Rourke thing.
Oh, yeah.
But they managed to get away pretty unscathed by that.
Yeah, they
like,
did.
Yeah, they were in the news headlines, but how quickly was that brushed under the carpet?
Yeah, they did. And you know what I really don't like, right? Whatever your opinion is on like JoJo Siwa and Chris Hughes, right? I have no opinion on JoJo Siwa having a boyfriend. Like, I think it's weird that people are like so grossed out by JoJo Siwa having a boyfriend. Because in my opinion, right, yeah, you can be gay or you can be straight, but what is to say that one person isn't going to come into your life that's going to completely upend your what you thought your sexuality was? Like, humans, at the end of the day, I think humans have the capability to love humans, full stop. That's what I think. Like, and I think JoJo and Chris are living proof of that, because JoJo was gay. She was out as gay and she's fallen in love with a man. And I don't think that there's anything wrong with that. I see people calling her like a fucking traitor to the queer community and all of this bullshit. Like, shut up. Shut up. There's nothing. If she wants to have a boyfriend, leave her be. Is sexuality not fluid? Like, is it not something that, like, realistically, I can say right now, like, I always actually used to say that I was bi. Now I would say I'm more bi curious, probably, because I have been with girls, but I don't know if I'd have a relationship with a girl. Like, I feel like I don't really know if I'd be into it relationship wise, but like sexually, I've been with girls, like, and I would be with girls. Like, sorry, I know I have a boyfriend, but like, if me and Alex ever broke up, I don't think I'd ever sleep with a man again as long as I lived. So, point being, right, that what if me and Alex broke up tomorrow and all yous have ever seen me with is men, and I'm like, oh my God, I actually fall in love with this girl. Like, I feel like people wouldn't be that weirded out by it. Like, I feel like when it's the opposite way and it's someone that's gay that then falls in love with someone of the opposite gender, it's like this big huge thing. But anyway, I've gone off on a tangent. What I wanted to say is there's a lot of people saying, well, Mickey was right. Mickey did not have the right to say that at all. Mickey was not right. Mickey was saying that from a view of homophobia. Like, he wasn't saying that because he genuinely thought that's what was going to happen. He was saying it because he's a homophobic prick. There's a difference. Have you seen that?
Right. Yeah. And I remember you saying it at the time, like, well, when we were talking about when we were unsure if Chris and JoJo were officially together, and you were like, no, that's not the case. And I couldn't agree more. Like, how does that even make sense to say?
Yeah.
It's like he was saying he would turn her straight, kind of.
Yeah, that's what he was saying.
He wouldn't have gotten near you with a barge pole, fella.
Yeah, and I don't think JoJo Siwa's claiming to be straight either. That's the thing. Like, I think people are just putting that label on her.
No, but she's saying, isn't she? She's queer. And
yeah, so. And that's the thing. Is queer not like your kind of sexuality is fluid.
Like, yeah, exactly. And like, didn't Danny Beard explain it to her in that way? Like,
yeah,
she was like, I want to use this word, but I am not sure if I should.
Or, oh, that was non-binary, I think.
Oh, was it? Okay, yeah. Ignore me.
But like, I don't know what she calls herself. It doesn't matter. It's actually no one's business. Now, what I will say is, what age is JoJo? 21.
Yeah, I think she's recently turned 22, yeah.
And what age is Chris Hughes? His 30s.
32, 33.
Yeah, like, that's bizarre to me, honestly. Like, that is what I will say. But I think also there's an element of Chris seems very immature, but that's not really an excuse either. I don't know why more people aren't, like, why are you so focused on the element of, like, oh, JoJo Siwa has apparently turned straight, which I completely disagree with that. But anyway, and why are you not more focused on the fact that this is a grown ass man? Even though I don't think there's anything like, you know, super weird going on or anything, I just never understand why men always get with girls that are so much younger than them. Like, it's weird to me. Like, I can never imagine at my age now, I'm 28, being with an 18-year-old. Like, absolutely not. Like, no fucking way. There'd be so much difference in, like, life experience, maturity level. I'd never, ever, ever be able to, like, be in a relationship with somebody that was 10 years younger than me. Would you, Lauren?
No. Well, like, I have, all of my boyfriends are pretty much younger.
Well, I've had one, like, 3 years younger, and even that was a bit much.
Yeah, well, I was literally about to say that. So everyone that I've been with have been, like, 1 to 2 years, and then the youngest was 3 years.
Yeah.
But like, even at, like, I think back to that and I'm like, even then there was a visible
difference,
maturity difference.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that was only 3 years.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I'm the same. I was with somebody that was 3 years younger than me, and it was during COVID, so it was kind of, I fear, like, I never would have been with this person, like, if it wasn't for COVID, to be honest. But like, even then, I think he was 19 and I was 22. But even then, looking back, I'm like, why was I, like, even 19 and 22, there's such a big difference. Like, that's the only person I've ever been with that's younger than me. But it's just weird to me. It's weird because even then, 19 and 22, I felt like there was, looking back now, there was such a big kind of maturity difference. And like, even the way that it ended and like what ensued after showed a huge difference in maturity levels. So I don't know. And I was immature as fuck as well. Like, don't get me wrong, I was like a fucking kid myself. But I don't get it. Like, looking back now, I'm like, oh my God, I could never even be with somebody that was 25, I don't think, if I was 28. I don't. My cousin, I'm saying that, but my cousin's boyfriend's like 3 or 4 years younger than her. But my cousin's a big child.
Yeah, I think it depends on the person as well.
Yeah, it does.
Like, it does. Like,
but there's a difference between 3 or 4 years and 10 fucking years. Like,
yeah,
there's, like, that is, you are a whole different generation. Like, you are literally a different generation. And there is, like, Chris Hughes is a different generation to JoJo Siwa, like, you know? So that's what I find more concerning. Also, I think people need to leave JoJo Siwa alone. Bette Davis Eyes is really not bad. Like, I don't know why people are making this big, huge fuss. That is how the song is sung originally. It's a really husky song. And leave her alone. Like, actually leave her alone. Why do people bully that girl, like, to the point it is a miracle that she is even alive? The amount of shit that girl gets is fucking despicable. Leave her alone. It actually makes me so mad. So mad. I don't think Bette Davis Eyes was that bad at all. Controversial opinion. Right, guys, today's guests are the current, I would say, the it couple of TikTok. We have Ruby and Jay. Ruby, do you want to introduce yourself?
Okay, so I'm Ruby. I don't really know what to say about myself. I don't really know. Like,
Ruby is popping off. She was saying before, no, I'm not.
I wouldn't say I'm popping off on TikTok at all. I'd say Jay's popping off. Jay's the one that gets me all the views on my TikTok. I have to admit, like, really, really is.
Yeah, I try and get Alex. I all the time try and get Alex in my videos, yeah, especially if my views are going low, because I'm like, I need you to like boost the views.
Yeah. They're going low.
Actually, there's actually a while there that I feel like I was shadow banned, and I was like, Jay, you need to get back on.
Yeah.
Please, you need to get my views back up.
Get back in the videos. Yeah. And Jay, do you want to? Jay is very nervous,
Jay's
guys.
Jay's a little bit shy.
How's it going? My name is Jason.
Jay, aka Little Squiddy.
How did yous meet? I actually don't know how yous met.
So someone actually asked this on one of my TikToks, and like the real like full story on how we met is like, when I tell you the full story, I'll say the full story. So the full story on how we met was, so when I was with my ex-boyfriend years and years and years ago, Jay used to be quite active on his Instagram. Okay, he used to put up loads of funny stories, and my ex used to send me his stories all the time.
Right.
So that's how I followed him. And then we broke up ages ago, and when I moved to Australia, I started liking Nala J's stories. Anytime he put the story, I'd like, even though I was away.
Yeah.
And then eventually he texted me and he said, "Why do you keep liking my stories?"
Oh,
and
smooth, Jay, smooth.
Why do you keep liking my stories? And then after that, we just started talking, and we were kind of chatting like the whole time I was in Australia. And then when we came home, it was a surprise that we came home, and we met up at District X. And then we just kind of kept seeing each other after that.
And that was it.
Yeah, that's kind of it.
How long are you together now? A couple of months.
When was it? Valentine's
Day. So he surprised me with a trip to Carlton House for Valentine's Day.
And then cheesy, but
it was actually really, really cute. And I did not expect him to ask me out at all. And he got me like this card, okay? And it was like a happy Valentine's Day card. And on the inside, it was like, ask me to be his girlfriend.
Oh, that is so cute. That is a Jay. That's a Jay. So for everybody listening, Jay is one of Alex's best friends. Yeah. So I never seen this cute side of Jay before. It's all new to me.
Actually a softie on the inside.
Yeah, he is. You are a softie. You are. So obviously the 2 years posting together is definitely blowing up. It is.
It kind of happened when we went to Malta. I don't know how, like, to be honest, I didn't even like say to Jay, like, okay, we have to do these TikToks.
Yeah.
Are you like, why now?
No, I
straight away when you got in the airport, we have to do one. Have to do a TikTok vlog.
No,
I will not do it. Then I got two gags and I was like, really, do you want to do it?
Yeah.
Begging me to do fit checks by the end of it, weren't you?
No, we were.
You definitely were. No, Jay is always, we've had conversations about social media. You've always been very open about social media.
Yeah.
Like, you've always, like, you've never been one of these that's like, oh, that's so not cool. Like,
no, we don't care about social media. People on social media are funny.
Was it the tattoos? Was that one?
That was the one that proper blew up. So when we went to Malta, and we put up a TikTok, and it was because it was like our first holiday together. And then when we got off the plane, I was like, oh my God, this is like so many views. It had like 100K views.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't really, that was like the most views I'd ever really got, because I don't really have that many followers. And and then so after that, all the TikToks that we put up in Malta started blowing up. And then I was looking to get up washing blow dry one of the day. So I left Jay by himself. It was the first time leaving him the whole holiday. And I come back and he had got 3 tattoos. And he told me he was going to get tattoos. He was like, I really am set on getting smiley faces on my knees.
Yeah.
Smiley face, sad face. And I was
But then she was wrecking me head that day. She thought, that's what I said. I'm going to get, oh, you hate blue.
Oh, he told me. So he did. And obviously, I didn't think he was going to get that. And then he came back when I met up with him again, and he had like turned his neck and he had the oar
on his neck. Yeah.
I was like, is that real? Because I remember that you got
the henna one.
Fake.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was like, Robin, I was like, is that real?
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, it's real.
I felt so bad. I don't know if yous know this, right? So I rang Alex. I got the henna tattoo.
Yeah.
And it was a prank, but I would get Alex's name tattooed, no problem.
I thought yours was real. I was convinced yours was real.
No. Listen. Wait till you hear, right? I ring him and I'm like, babe, I got your name tattooed. He's so happy. Like, literally, I felt so bad. He was so happy. He was like over the moon. Like, you could tell, like, by him. Yeah. And then I didn't have the heart to tell him for like a couple of hours. And I was like, it's henna. And you could see he was devastated. Like, I felt so bad.
Oh my God. Oh,
yeah.
No.
But in fairness, right? Alex is so peculiar. I don't think he'd get Neve tattooed on him. So I'm like, no.
Alex,
yeah, you do it.
Yeah, so Jacob does his little tattoos now. Yeah.
Yeah, you pin him down. And. Yeah. That's
you
it.
You said that you would. You get tattooed on me ages ago. You said that you would.
So yeah, so just do me.
Just say, listen, I'm going to do this on the back of your show.
Yeah.
Does he have any tattoos?
He has one. The outburst.
Oh, the outburst one, yeah. That one.
Got that all at the same time.
Yeah.
He's all got the same time.
Yeah. Yeah. He has that, but he's real, like, even about my tattoos, like, he fucking hates this one. He told me I look like a truck driver, like,
oh my God, that's
the one on my arm.
Oh my God, that's so
and now I hate it because he put that in my head, and now I'm like, oh.
No, I have some tattoos that I don't like at all. Cause I got tattoos when I was like really young, about 18, and I was like, okay, I don't like them.
Yours
anymore.
Are all like little.
No, I like these ones, but like these horrible ones that I have, like these fucking weird, they look like washing machine instructions. Like, someone asked me that before, these ones.
Like, actually, we never actually copped that before. That.
Yeah, I know. I know. People are like, it looks like washing machine, like a care label. Other time, someone was like, are you a Squid Games fan? I was like, no.
Oh, stop. It does like, look oh like Squid Games.
And I was so embarrassed. And I was like, no, I got this done years ago. Squid Games isn't a thing. Like,
yeah, I got, so I didn't think the ones on my finger, that's my engagement hand.
I know, and do you know what Jay did? Jay surprised me again with another tattoo, 1998 in his hand. And I was like, what hand is that on? It's on his, the hand of his ring.
Yeah, I did that.
I'm worried about that.
I wasn't even thinking.
Rubbing off.
Yeah. Mine are on. Mine are staying strong. I've had them for years. Maybe I don't wash my hands.
I actually think yours look nice.
Yeah, but imagine now with an engagement ring, you want it nice and...
I know, you want it like the nice...
Clean,
clean,
yeah.
Real aesthetic.
Yeah, and Ruby, you work with Bound Apparel now
as
well.
I work with Bound, yeah, so...
I'm Bound's biggest fan ever.
Eve is Bound's biggest fan, like 100% Bound's biggest fan, especially the twist bras and the hoodie, your hyperfixation hoodie. Yeah, I've been working with Bound. I actually kind of been working with Bound since it kind of started off.
Yeah.
Me and Abby and all used to do the models for it, like, which was so embarrassing. But when we look back at the pictures now, they're actually so, so bad.
Yeah.
But I officially started working for Bound about... three months ago, like officially. But I always used to do all the pop-ups, all like the social media, all the content stuff.
Yeah. Bound is like my favourite. I swear to God, even Alex knows Bound Apparel. That's how you know. Did you see that video?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. What was it? It was like, how would you know? How would it identify you? Like, you're Bound Apparel hoodie.
You're Bound Apparel hoodie. Guys, I found, just for an update, by the way, because I was telling them that I lost my hoodie. I fucking bought another one on Vinted. Straight away when I lost the hoodie, I went on to Vinted and I was like, I can't deal with this. And then I found the hoodie. So now I have two.
Now you too, but you know what? You wear them so much that it's worth having the two.
Every day. Yeah. People say they're so cushy. Did you do TikTok before it was you and Jay?
I had vlogs, like day in my life, just like kind of like normal TikTok. Yeah. But I didn't ever really take it too seriously or anything. I actually never told Jay that I did TikToks for it.
No way.
Because I was actually kind of like, I was like, he's going to think I'm weird. I was actually embarrassed. And then one day, and so me and Abby have a joint account as well.
Yeah, I seen that.
Yeah, so we've one for Abby and Ruby, and we actually hadn't used it in ages, but we always used to start the introduction with, hey everyone.
Yeah, yeah,
And Jay texted me one day and he's like, wait, so when were you going to tell me? And I was like, what? And he was like, TikTok. And I was like, oh no, he's found my TikTok. And then a while after that, he actually sent me a voice message. It was like this, hey everyone.
No!
Like, oh, he's found the joint account. But yeah, so I kind of actually made a few before then. But it's Jay that's really got my views up and everything. Yeah.
I always try and get Alex to use my, to use Alex to get my views up.
I think the couple videos are really nice.
It is.
I really think they're funny.
It's not Jay, it's the couple dynamic.
I love watching couples and couple TikToks. I think the couple dynamic's really interesting to watch and fun to watch.
Like. And I think your dynamic from like the outside of people that don't actually know both you.
Yeah.
It's like, yous can seem so opposite. Like, I know. Even though yous aren't at all.
Yeah.
But I think people might perceive it that way, and that's why it's like such an interesting thing for them.
Yeah, and we get a lot of funny comments like that. We get a lot of comments basically asking like, how are we together, why are we together, how could like someone with an accent like mine and an accent like his ever like being together. It is
that
mad.
Is backwards,
I know,
like,
it is
really, isn't
mad.
It
yeah, there was one that was like, he was obviously his mouth was obviously all clean out of the gap.
Stop.
Yeah, like, some of them are really funny. Now I always think I have very thick skin, and I think if you're like doing anything social media, you cannot take anything to write, so any comment I see.
Always come to back a lot
of Jay's a bit of a troll sometimes.
Jay's DM
like, DM me. I threaten them and everything, but I told him to. He said he's going to stop doing that.
Yeah. He'll never stop doing that. No chance. Yeah. You probably wouldn't have got any like nasty comments before.
Not really. Like, I'm trying to think. I never really got any nasty comments. Like, no, nothing like the ones that we get when we're together.
Yeah. But people, I think as well, people are, I know it's like so cliche, but people are jealous as well. When they see a happy couple, it makes people miserable.
Yeah, and I think people love to hate.
Yeah,
and they do. Really do. But the thing is, like, no one would ever say that to me in person.
No. No
one ever. And like the amount of people, like people came up to us at Duke Dumont being like, oh my God, you're the nicest couple ever.
Yeah.
I love you guys so much. Or like, I can't believe people are commenting these things. Yeah. Those people that comment those things would never in a million years say that to me in person or say to either
of us. Sure, I say, like, think of all the shit, right, that I get online. Oh, like, God. Literally, nobody has ever ever said anything to my face. Never. So like people just talk so much shit online. I think people get so brave. So you're probably right being like, DM me. Like you would fight them. That's the thing. Like you actually would.
Like those lows on just being like creepy.
Some are being
weird. I'm commenting on every single one of our videos, man.
Yeah.
Mate, what are you at?
Yeah, that's what they do. They like, I have like certain ones that they're in my comment. Do you have your comment filters on?
I have my comment filter on. Sometimes when I go into see them, it's like folded comments or like comments. Like some of them are really like just creepy.
You know, you can like filter certain words. So if there's people saying like, I'll show you how after. If there's people saying like, you know, like an insult over and over again, you can actually filter that word of that insult so it doesn't show.
It doesn't show up.
No.
Oh, I didn't know you could do that at all.
I have like horse, ugly, fat, buck teeth. But yeah, you can. So yous have been getting mad comments, but yous have been getting not like 99%.
Some of them are nice, but some of them have been funny. I wish I could actually read some of them out, because some of them were really funny about the deep there. And a lot of people say like, I can't like this like posh like D4 girl and this North Dublin boy. Like he's from D4 and I'm from North Dublin.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was so wrong.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure it's not D24.
You know what I mean? D24.
Stop. People just make assumptions about people as well on first glance, and that's it. Because even like some of the comments, I posted a video yesterday with me and Alex, and someone commented on it, he hates you. It's like, how did you come up with that? Like,
where did you get that from?
How did you decide he hates me? Like, 3 years we're together and he hates me because of a TikTok. Like,
people are saying the maddest shit.
People are assholes. But the bigger you get, the more assholes. Yeah, you just become immune to it.
The thing is, that just doesn't bother me though. I'd never take anything like that to heart.
Yeah.
Unless it was someone that was close to me that said, I don't care about the people that
don't care.
In mind, like, even there, during the night when we were out, like, there was like, you won't listen to coming up to me.
Yeah. I can't wait to see we're all going to All Together now, so I can't wait to see All Together now people coming up to you for a picture. It's going to be great. I'm going to love it. I'm going to be like, everybody, there's Jay and Ruby.
When we were in Index, okay, like Jay, like people saw Jay and they go up to him, they're like, oh, I love your girlfriend, he bring them all up to me.
She's every single one of them going,
And with the videos, now I know for a fact Jay is pretending that he's forced into the. There's no way you're forced. You love that camera. Yeah, you love that camera.
You might have a gun to your head.
No, but I keep you happy though, don't they?
Yeah, they keep me happy, but like, you're not. I'm not forcing you to do it. Yeah. You like doing them.
Sure, you
can. Jay sends me TikTok ideas.
Stop! She's airing you right now.
Don't make me get up the receipt. I will.
No, she does be really like sending me loud earphones. She's like, I'm not doing that one. Like, you know what I mean? I'm not hoping. And then she's like, right, you pick one there. And then we'd have a little scandal. And then I'd be like, damn, that shit doesn't look too bad.
That's what I get. I make Alex, right? So I'll come to Alex and I'll be like, can we do this video? And he'll be like, no, it's so cringy. And I'll be like, right, you pick one then. So I make him pick one and he thinks it's his idea then. It's reverse psychology. And it's, he ends up, I got him to do, the other day I wanted him to do, you know, I woke up in my new Bugatti.
I love that
track. Yeah, I seen yous do it. I was like, can we do that? And he was like, no, not a chance, I'm not doing that. He ended up doing one way cringier. Look, let me show you. Watch what he did instead. Like, and he thought this was less cringy. Right, watch. This was his choice, by the way, of a TikTok.
The Bugatti one is so easy as well.
Yeah.
Like, it's like the easiest one to film. Like, you have so little effort.
Yeah. This is what he done instead.
Oh, I saw that one. You look tiny in that.
He's standing on a chair.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
I wonder how he looked so small.
But that's like, way more cringy than the Bugatti one. Like, what was the logic behind that?
Because we did that in Lidl, and so just while we were filming, and she's like, "Oh, I've seen you on TikTok." He was sitting on the ground. I was about to pull his legs. I had the camera like set up against a mayonnaise jar or something like that. And she's like, "Oh, I love you," and I was like, "This." Oh, all like.
Do you find it mad now, people coming up to you and asking you for pictures?
No, it's like, oh, well, like the boy is oh yeah, I'll see you on your board's TikToks and all.
You'll have to name the page Ruby and Jay.
We'll have to do Ruby and Jay.
Yeah, would that be a step too far, Jay? What? If it was called Ruby and Jay.
Oh, no,
But no, he's doing way more than Alex. I'm Alex 3 years, and I couldn't get him to do half the amount.
He's doing the most.
And you can't
appreciate it, sweetie.
Sweetie. And you commented giving out. What video was it? Remember the one I put up on holidays?
Yeah.
And I was like, he won't get in it. And you commented being like, yeah, Alex, keep your bird happy.
No, I like that.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. I like that. You do have to.
Hey, in fairness, it does shut us up for a while.
That's the thing, I don't ask for much. Like,
just a few TikToks.
Yeah, just a few TikToks. It literally takes about 10 minutes to do three. Like, 10 minutes of your time.
Thank God, yeah, you didn't go through all the other ones that you wanted on the weekend. She had a little list, but she goes, these are the TikToks that I wanted. She came here and said,
not all of them were involved in, you weren't involved
yeah,
in all of them.
Thank God you didn't do it.
Why is it? Why is it so hard to get? Because some, I feel like the younger generation, right? You know, like the Galaxy Boys, like Dylan, Aiden, all them. They love it. Yeah. But our age group,
so uncool.
They think it's so uncool, so cringy. Yeah. But they get, the thing is, I get it because they do get slagged. Like there is this like thing of like slagging each other for doing TikToks, but I don't get it.
I don't get why, like,
no, especially not when the like the lads that are younger, like 18, 19, they're all over to, do you see your man Danny Swanton?
Yes.
Oh my God, he's the funniest person.
He's always sending. We have like a group chat on TikTok. Me and the girls. He's always sending to the group chat because they all think he's so funny.
I was sitting last night just making Alex watch them all. I was like, look, flaming like this. But they're like not afraid of anything. Like they will go on TikTok and be like, "Hey, slay girl boss,
that was
pussy
so
queen."
Funny. I love that TikTok.
Yeah, but then there's like our age group of lads where it's still. I think it might be because. Like back in like the day, I suppose it was kind of, it probably would have been cringy.
Yeah, but it's not cringy anymore.
No.
That time has gone, like,
no.
Past,
everyone does it. Like, everybody is an influencer in their own sense now. Like, if you post on TikTok, even like with TikTok Shop, everyone can make money. Yeah. Literally everyone. Money, like, it's so good. So good. Right, guys, I think, is there anything else? Ruby and Jay are going to be, oh no, is this airing after altogether now? Me trying to stitch him up. Go ask Jay for pictures. Oh, it's coming out tomorrow. Anyone who sees Ruby and Jay at Altogether Night, you have to go up and ask for loads of pictures.
Ask Jay for loads of pictures. He loves them.
Jay is the new influencer of the season.
I have to start doing that. What's a loop from out and stuff on TikTok Shop?
Yeah.
Promote his little sets.
Yeah. You should. Honestly, there's a fortune to be made in TikTok Shop. Yeah. Like huge money. I'd be getting samples of like boys stuff for Alex, and I'd be like, he'd just be delighted, but he won't get in the video. So I have to be like, these are lovely. My boyfriend likes them, but I can't actually show him using them. No, you were showing Cash Beauty Miracle Tint.
That video actually did really well. Actually, there's another one I want you to do. That actually did really well. That was funny.
Yeah, see what Dan actually did something.
Oh yeah, Dana. Remember you were saying that Dana slags out.
Yeah.
What blade neck that was it again? Remember?
He
had a load of lipstick all over his face. It was before he goes to kill someone.
I forget what it was.
And Dana said it was you.
Yeah. That's you. You're not reminding me of him.
No. So anybody who sees Jay and Ruby, obviously ask Ruby as well, but just make sure you get loads of pictures of Jay. Call him an influencer, everyone. Thank you so much to both of you for coming on. Thank you. That was fun. That was a whole other side of Jay. I'm not used to this side of him at all, lads.
Softy at heart.
Oh, wait, hold on. Do you want to drop your TikTok and your Instagram or whatever?
Perfect,
So guys, Ruby's going to give you her TikTok and Instagram. Everybody make sure you go and follow her.
So my Instagram is Ruby_MF_ and then my TikTok is Rubert99.
Love that. Love that. Where did that name come from, actually?
Rubert.
Yeah.
So, just because people just, no one really calls me Ruby. Everyone calls me, it's either Rupert, Bert, Big Berta, which he tattooed on his hand.
Did you?
So, actually, sorry. Is this a red flag or not? Red flag or not, okay? So Jay asked me out on Valentine's Day, which is Friday.
Yeah.
Next Thursday, okay, he FaceTimed me and he was like, oh, I had a surprise, my tattoo would go on arrive. And I was like, oh, no way. He tattooed my name onto his hand.
No,
together.
Green.
6 days.
No, green flag. Like, honestly, green flag.
I think it's a green flag as well.
Me and Alex keep saying all the time, we've never seen Jay like this. So
really?
Definitely green flag, yeah.
Oh.
Look, I'm bigging you up now, Jay. No, me and Alex are always like, oh, he's just so in love with her. Like, we've never seen him like this. No, definitely great. Look, he has about 5 tattoos for you. I can't even get one after 3 years, like, you know. Thank you so much, guys, for coming on. And again, everybody all together now, loads of pictures. Right, guys, that kind of brings us to the end of today's episode. Sorry for my tangents that I've gone on at the intro. And thank you, Ruby and Jay. They're not here now because I filmed the intro after, but thank you, Ruby and Jay, for coming into the studio. Guys, I feel like we need to like revisit Ruby and Jay. Like, we need to have them back on. I was saying this to Lauren, because they're going to blow. Like, believe me, they are the it couple of TikTok at the moment. They are really going to blow up. And I can see them having hundreds of thousands of followers in next year. So I was actually saying to Lauren, I feel like we should revisit Ruby and Jay, like have them back on, like either in a couple of months or in a year. And like, we'll be able to kind of look back at where they were then versus where they are now. They're very humble, aren't they?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. Like, even when Jay came in and was like, I probably won't speak.
Yeah.
And then 2 minutes later, he was yapping away.
Yeah. But that's the first time. So Jay and Alex are like best friends. But I hadn't actually met Ruby yet. We had like Charlie XCX. We were supposed to, both of us were going. We were like, oh, we'll meet up. But then the crowds and blah, blah, blah. So we had never actually got to meet each other. And Ruby is so humble. Like, I was saying to her, you're really going to blow up, Ruby. And she was like, no, like, I'm not. I was like, I promise you, you are. All of her videos have so many views. So I feel like that should definitely be an episode, like revisiting them in a year, seeing where they are and what they're doing. Because I really do think they are the it couple of TikTok. And no, can I just say as well, I know Jay obviously for years from being with Alex. It'd be 3 years now since I'm with Alex, so I probably know Jay around 2.5 years. And obviously that's the first time I've met Ruby, but two of the nicest people. Like, they really, really deserve it, and they deserve to blow up, and everybody be lovely to them because they are absolutely lovely people. And yeah, anyway, that's it. That's the end of today's episode. Please come to All Together Now, I'm begging you. And see you next week. Love you. Mwah.
Unscripted with Niamh O'Connor. A Go Loud original podcast.